Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles is hoping summer feeding programs across the state will use all the $185,000 in incentive money to help them purchase locally grown fruits and vegetables. Quarles introduced the KVIP program, or Kentucky Fruit and Vegetable Growers Incentive Program, earlier this month at the annual Fruit and Vegetable Growers Conference in Lexington.
We hope that today's announcement and awareness will help let the growers help search for summer feeding programs in their community, but we also will be communicating directly with the summer feeding sites, again, which are already approved by the USDA, and let them know about this opportunity. And we think they're going to bite at the chance to get a small and reasonable incentive to buy Kentucky Proud first.
Commissioner Quarles says the incentive program is aimed at taking away reasons summer feeding programs do not purchase local fruits and vegetables.
They want to buy local. They simply may not know who the farmer is. They may have misperceptions that locally grown food is more expensive, and oftentimes that's not the case. Or they think it's a big hassle. And so we want to make sure that they are aware of this, and we believe that the enthusiasm that we've seen with the summer feeding program sponsors we've already talked with will only help catch fire and help encourage them to get to know a local farmer a little bit better.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Commissioner Quarles adds he would be happy to see all the funding used this year.
The reimbursement is one-third of the price of fruit and vegetables, so you can easily multiply that by three to get a total amount. But we also anticipate, this is one of those incentive programs that runs out, and people develop a culture of buying local first once they get over some of those stereotypes I talked about earlier, people thinking it might be more expensive. They may not even know who the farmer is. And so we want to help connect an existing and growing market with a local farmer.
He notes the grant is funded by the Kentucky Ag Development Fund.
That is tobacco settlement money that is passed through to the Ag Development Board. Now, that Development Board fell in love with this idea. They found it to be innovative, something different.
Applications can be submitted to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture through April 15th. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.